Now a news update from the war in Iraq. There are reports this morning of a friendly fire incident in northern Iraq. According to Central Command, a U.S. warplane bombed a convoy carrying both American and Kurdish forces. Three U.S. service members were killed and five were wounded. The bombing took place between the cities of Kirkuk and Mosul. And in Baghdad, explosions shook the city this morning. Following an unusually quiet night, U.S. commanders say they've begun deploying planes over the Iraqi capital 24 hours a day. Pilots say the sky has become so crowded, they're more worried about collisions with other allied planes than they are about Iraqi air defenses. Jessica Lynch, the American POW who was rescued last week in a commando raid, has been reunited with her family at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. Her family was told yesterday that eight members of Lynch's unit were killed in the ambush that resulted in her capture. One of the killed personnel was Lynch's roommate, the first American servicewoman killed in the war. Estimates of the number of Iraqi soldiers killed in action ranges into the thousands, and there is no reliable estimate on the number of Iraqi civilians who have died since the war began more than 2 weeks ago. At least 75 American service personnel have been killed. Eight are listed as missing, and seven are believed being held by the Iraqis. 27 British troops have died.